Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a show I had to call Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 p.m. What do you know? It's me, Foxtrot. Play anything that is good and or interesting. We just listened to Postmodern Fade by Cottonwood Firing Squad. That's a really good band name. I've always liked their name. I don't always love all their music, but that song's a little... It's a little ditty, and I can get behind a little bit of a ditty, and consider me behind that. Okay, got a fun little show today. You know, we're gonna listen to some music as we always do. We'll laugh, maybe we'll cry. Who knows? I don't leave much else to say. So, without further ado, I'm just gonna start playing the music if you all don't mind, and yeah, let's just do that now. Okay, here's Twin Peaks.
Why did they lie? They said to survive, I had to walk along the line. But I don't feel alive. Does that mean I've survived? Does that mean I've survived? Does that mean I've survived? What kind of living is this? I don't wanna simply exist. I wanna punch with my fist. I wanna roll with the misfit. Meander in the mist, give in to the bliss. Grab life by her wrist, lean in for a kiss and say I want this. Oh, I need this. I wanna live like I mean it. I'm gonna take it up to you. I wanna live like I mean it. I'm gonna take it, not leave it. Oh, something to believe in, something that shakes me, which I'm awakening, I'm yours for the taking, I'm newborn, I'm shaking, never been one for leaving, and now I am leaving, cause my heart's still beating, and there's nothing that's fleeting, there's a life before expiry, tonight I'm feeling fiery, I'll set fire to everything, everything that meant something, cause now it has no meaning.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we just listened to Shark Smile by Big Thief. Just before that, we listened to a new song, Live at Funkhouse 2019, by Alice Phoebe Liu. And just before that, we listened to Whistle in the Wind, Parentheses, End of Everything, by Twin Peaks, featuring La 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 La. That Twin Peaks song is so good. I love Twin Peaks. I feel like I don't play them enough. I think they just have a sound. It's not like crazy experiments or anything, but if anything, makes it more impressive that their sound, I feel like, is so distinct. Like, I feel like you can hear a song, I'm like, that is Twin Peaks. And this is just one of them. This is just like a good vibe. Like, the saxophone in that song is killer. I feel like it's like you sit down, drink in hand, and you're like, man, now this is music. That's how I feel about that Twin Peaks song. No, it's terrific. I should play more Twin Peaks. Hold me to that, everyone. Make me play more Twin Peaks. Okay, good one. New song, Live at Funkhouse 2019 by Alice Phoebe Liu. I've been meaning to listen to Alice Phoebe Liu. I feel like a lot of people like her. By meaning, I mean, like, this song is on my Discover Weekly, and I was like, okay, it's good. I was looking at, it's a live album. First of all, another killer song in terms of saxophone. I feel like it's kind of a common theme for some of the songs I'm playing, but no, the saxophone that song rocks, too. It's just great instrumentals there, I think, especially. Same for Whistle in the Wind. All of these are great instrumentals, I will say. Wow, it's almost like I like the music I play. No, her voice is really good in this. This came out, like, 2020. I miss the time when it was, like, the pandemic. Okay, I don't miss the pandemic. But I mean, not that the pandemic's over. But, like, when it was, like, early quarantine and every musical artist was like, hey, I think I'm going to release a live album. Can we, like, bring that back? That should be like a yearly thing. Like every April of like every year, every artist has to release a live album. Or, like, maybe, like, I don't know, every other April. I feel like that would be fun. Because that was, that rocked. And now we have all these live albums. And every time you look at them, they're like, oh, yeah, 2020. And it's like, how about we expand that past that 1 year? Also, they just kind of released more music in general, I feel like. Like, that Twin Peaks song I just played, that was released, like, July of 2020. Everyone was locked inside. And it's like, hey, like, we're allowed to release more of this stuff not when there's a global pandemic. That's just my thought. Sorry, I kind of went off the rails there a little bit. But that's how I feel. So if you're listening to this and you're an artist and you have a live album sitting there, don't wait for the next global pandemic. Just release it now. Everyone will still listen to it. Finally, Shark Smile by Big Thief. That's one of their more well-known songs. Although, for some reason, the radio edit has, like, 20 million more streams. And the radio edit just cuts out that, like, it's the same thing. Except it cuts out that first little part with, like, kind of, like, the guitar distortion. So I don't know why everybody hates the distortion, apparently. But I think it's fun. And I respect the original intent of the guitar distortion. And you can quote me on that. They played that live when I went to go see them. It was good. Speaking of Big Thief playing things live, I don't know if you all saw the bit when Big, not that I like, I didn't watch Colbert, I just saw the clip, but with Big Thief going on Colbert, not that there's anything wrong with watching Colbert, I don't know why I'm putting my foot in my mouth so much today, they played a new song, Vampire Empire. It is so good. Please, like, look at the, just go on YouTube and search, like, Big Thief Colbert and watch it, but I like, watched that thing at least 100 times. Big Thief, if you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM at Vertusky from radio right now, I need you. I implore you to just release that now. Like, I'm begging you. It is so good. And apparently they've been playing it live on their tour they're going on right now. So, Big Thief, if you're driving by the area and you're hearing my sweet, soothing voice, just release Vampire Empire. Do it right now. Okay, that was a very argumentative little spout for me. So I'm just going to play some music and so we can all simmer down. And yeah, here's that music right now. Okay.
And hate runs through my blood. Well, my tongue was in love, but my heart was left above. I've got to be leaving now. I thought I'd never be shut down. But girl, I'm black and blue, so beaten down. Well, I'd be turned down in blue. Don't break away. I'll waste away. Don't break away. Lay me out across the grave. Hours I should have kept a bay. Well, I had no chance to get away. I can't escape my own escape. Even more when it's sweet to the taste. Restless lead sense astray. I look up and seek for fate. I'll be girl, just lean over and say, who lay me down? Who pull me out? Who take my crown again? Who she's merged in doubt? Wait, I'll make my last request. See, this could be the best. By blue, I need to rest. See, I've been broken down. So much has lost it now. I just stop and say, girl, ooh, don't you worry about a thing,
thank you.
Welcome back. We just listened to Is It Wicked Not to Care by Belle and Sebastian. Just before that, we heard Out Getting Ribs by none other than King Krule. And just before that, we listened to Instrumental by Black Country New Road. I played a lot of Black Country New Road this semester, and I, for one, am not ashamed of it. That one comes off of their debut from 2021, titled For the First Time. And that's, I think, the first Black Country New Road song I ever heard. Which makes sense, because it's the opening track of their debut. But, no, I really enjoy it. It just goes so unbelievably hard. I was talking, you know, last little Noah talking session about saxophone. Now, that is a song where the saxophone is heard. It's like, it's impossible not to hear that song and just get, like, so insane. But, like, in the best way possible, I feel like. It is so good. So good. Out Getting Ribs by King Krule. This song's been TikTokified, which is pretty interesting. Actually, it's really funny, because the guitar riff, that's the part that gets TikTokified. But nobody wants to hear King Krule sing, I guess, on TikTok. Which, I don't know, I guess it's not really as aesthetic as the guitar riff at the beginning. Which, to be fair, is a catchy riff. There is no riff catchier than that one. But I like King Krule's voice, too. It's got a nice timbre. I don't know if I used that word correctly. I think I did. Much like Twin Peaks, I do need to get into King Krule a little bit more than I already do. King Krule, everything I've heard by him, I'm like, that's cool. And including Out Getting Ribs. It kind of makes me a little sleepy, but like not in a bad way. I think it's like, oh, this is peaceful. And, you know, like a guitar riff in the background, the catchy one, that is. It's good. And then finally, Is It Wicked Not to Care by Belle and Sebastian. I don't know if you all realize, but all three of those artists are actually across the pond in, in the United Kingdom, I believe. Belle and Sebastian be from Scotland, but the two are from England, I think. And, Belle and Sebastian, that song comes off their album, The Boy with the Arab Strap. I think it's the one they're most known for. I love the song off of it. It's just very quaint. It's kind, I think. And I remember listening to this on repeat, my first semester here, my freshman year, especially while I was studying for my Byzantine history exam. If you go to Tufts, take Proctor's Byzantine history class. It's really good. But as I was studying for an exam for that class, I listened to the song on repeat as I was like memorizing my notes. And, no, it's good. I love the little, like, I think that's a, not, what is it? It's not a xylophone. Is it a vibraphone? I am not up to date on my knowledge of percussion. I apologize. I think it's a vibraphone, although I could be very wrong. If I'm wrong, please don't get mad at me. But what I'm right about is that I've been taking the temperature recently, and it feels like, I don't know if you guys are getting the same vibe, but it feels like it's PSA season. I don't know if that's just me, but I don't know. I think I'm right on this one. So, you know, 'tis the season for a PSA. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. This has been a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Be safe with your space heaters, please. And you can quote me on that. That is a quote from me. You can quote me on that. Okay, I'm having a good time. I hope you are too. We got some more music to listen to. These next song, unfortunately, did not really have a theme like the last one did. That theme being all from the UK. But that's all right. Sometimes music doesn't need a theme, and we're gonna keep going with that. Okay, here is the proverbial music.
said, gotta find a new outlet. Break my face, steal my guitar, break my heart, take it apart. I'm a friend of the nothing, I'm a friend of the nothing. Break my face, steal my guitar, break my heart, take it apart. I'm a friend of the nothing, I'm a friend of the nothing.
infidelity, death, and of course divorce.
I am back again. We just heard In the Best Case Scenario, We Die at the Same Time by My Name is Ian. Then we just heard Miss by Alex G. And then Friend of Nothing, acoustic version by Together Pangea. I've been aware of that Together Pangea song for a while, and I still only know the acoustic version. I have not taken the time to listen to the real thing, but the acoustic version is fine. I feel like it's a very cheerful song. I feel like you can't walk, like, you're walking and you have to, like, shake your head left to right. You're like, wow, my life is great. That's what I think, at least. Miss by Alex G. I think it's just kind of a silly Alex G song. I think people really like it. And, I mean, I like it too. Don't get me wrong. I love the little piano melody. But I think it's just, like, quintessential, like, okay, Alex G. We don't need to get that sad about it. But it's a good song. When I went to go see him live, fun fact, he played this as an encore, and it was a good time. He had a little, like, tiny piano, and he, like, just sat down on the stage to play it, if I'm remembering correctly. I know he sat down. Maybe he didn't have a tiny piano, but he sat down, and it was good. Finally, In the Best Case Scenario, We Die at the Same Time by My Name is Ian. I heard that song for the first time, like, in high school, and I thought about it the other day, and I was like, why don't I play it on the radio? So I did. It's very sweet. I don't know. It's a nice little sentiment. The lyrics are nice. I mean, it's like musically nothing special, but it's just like kind. So why not give it a whirl on the WMFO? That's what the people were saying. Okay. I got time for like maybe like one more song. So I'm going to play that now. And yeah, I'll be back to say my goodbyes. Okay. See you in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a little quick. I don't know much time. That was New Body Roomba, parentheses, from the film White Noise by LCD Sound System. I watched White Noise recently with my girlfriend. I wasn't a huge fan. I don't have time to say a review. If you want to see my review, go to my Letterboxd at Eugene Debs. I reviewed it there. It wasn't that good. That song's pretty good, though. I enjoy it. Glad he is still alive. And that's about it for me. This has been Foxtrot. Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Come tune in if you want. It's pretty fun. I think it's fun. And yeah, stay tuned to hear the voicemobile. And yeah, with that, this is Noah, and you're listening to 90.5 FM, DMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, and enjoy the rest of your week. Okay, see you later.